भागवत गीता भागवतम भागवत गीता दिस इज अ वेरी वास्ट दैट इज अ नॉलेज नॉलेजेबल बुक्स
भागवतम भागवत गीता तो je kniha rozsáhlého poznání.
But another small problem is there. When you speak Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, immediately do like that.
A ještě je tady jeden malý problém, že většinou, když čteme Bhagavad Gita nebo Bhagavatam, tak u toho máme sklon usínat.
Because Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, don't do that, do this. Every class, how many times I'll hear, do this, don't do that. There are people they don't have much, but not all, especially beginner, they feel tired of this. Don't do that, do this.
Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, to jsou neustále samé pokyny. Dělej tohleto, nedělej tamhleto, pořád příkazy, zákazy. Takže ten začátečnický oddaný ho to trošku unaví a potom prostě u toho klimba.
Therefore, I like to speak. I don't know. Maharajas are, all our gurus are there. They speak very wonderful Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, very deep philosophy. But I like to speak that deep philosophy, that knowledge, jnana, that Mahaprabhu is that knowledge, same knowledge, day to day, our own life, how to practice, that is the Mahaprabhu's teaching. To practice the same knowledge, what knowledge we are getting from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and all the Puranas, same knowledge in our day-to-day life, how to apply. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching.
Že tady spousta maharáčů v hnutí, kteří dávají úžasné filozofické přednášky z Bhagavad Gita, z Bhagavatamu, ale o čem mluvím já rád, tak je právě to učení Mahaprabhua, který ukazuje, jak ta Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam se žije v každodenním životě.
Everybody knows what is good, what is bad. What supposed to eat, what not supposed to eat. What supposed to talk, what not supposed to talk. How to behave, what you should not behave.
Takže každý ví, co se má jíst, co se nemá jíst, jak se správně chovat, jak se nechovat špatně. Takže tohle to všichni víme.
But problem is, knowingly we are going other way. We know what supposed to talk, what supposed to eat, how to behave as a human. Everybody knows. But for that it is tilak or some particular ashramas or brahmachari, brahmacharini or grihastha, sannyasi. It is not. Everybody knows. But problem is how to practice in day-to-day life. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching.
Takže každý ví jako lidská bytost, jak se správně chovat, co jíst, o čem hovořit, o čem nehovořit. To všechno víme, ale to učení Mahaprabhua právě nám ukazuje, jak aplikovat tohleto poznání v tom každodenním životě, v té praxi.
So, Sri Chaitanya Mono Abhishta is the desire of Mahaprabhu's desire, Mono Abhishta, his desire. That what is his desire? Jare dekho tare koho Krishna upadesh. Bolo Krishna, bhaja Krishna, khara Krishna siksha. Talk about Krishna, chant Krishna's name. Krishna's name. Therefore, Krishna, Krishna. That is Mahaprabhu's mono abhishta. Is the desire of Mahaprabhu.
Takže ta touha Chaitanya Mahaprabhua je, aby každý v každém městě, v každém vesnici tak mluvil a zpíval to Kršnovo jméno, Bolo Kršna, Bhaja Kršna, aby každý uctíval Kršnu. Tohle on si přeje.
Why Krishna?
A proč zrovna Kršnu?
Because Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhan, Dhan means wealth and pran, life. Krishna is life. Krishna is mother. All the mothers, fathers, they want their dear child, but all the mother, father, they are not getting child.
Takže Proč Kršnu? Protože Kršna je otcem, Kršna je matkou, Kršna je bohatstvím, Kršna je naším životním dechem. A je tolik rodičů, kteří si přejí děti, ale ne všem se to poštěstí.
Therefore Bhagavad Gita is telling, Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the seed giving father.
Proto Bhagavad Gita,
not that material father.
Krishna říká,
he also depending on Krishna.
Já jsem ten, který dává to sémě. To není tady ten hmotný otec, který si myslí, že teďkom splodí to dítě.
And Krishna is life. Krishna is, believe or not, Krishna is life. Without Krishna, because Krishna is Atma, Paramatma is there, therefore, otherwise this is like so-called I and my, I am beautiful, I am rich, I am high-tech, engineer, B-tech, no-tech, Indian people have become behind high-tech. So many, but Krishna. That Krishna, without Krishna, this is dead matter. Everybody knows.
Krishna je životem. My si můžeme myslet, jsem velice učený, krásný, bohatý, slavný, mám spoustu tady těch různých titulů, ale ve skutečnosti je to pořád mrtvá hmota. Bez toho, aniž by tam byla Atma nebo Paramatma, tak to není žádný život.
And we are devotees, Prabhus, and we are not giving much importance about that same Krishna. And we are giving much more important, I and my bodily, this, that, so many things. But Krishna's time, we are not giving much importance about Krishna.
Ale problém je, že nedáváme tolik důležitost Krishnovi, že pořád upřednostňujeme jenom to pojetí já, moje, tady to tělesné povědomí.
So, okay. Now, tell me, or Maharaj, guide me, what I'll speak, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, or other, I can speak Bhagavatam also, Bhagavad Gita, so please tell.
Takže prosím vás,
I like to speak Mahaprabhu's first time, or any particular first time.
Hovořil o zábavách Mahaprabhu a jestli nějaké specifické přání, o jaké zábavy vám hovořit?
Pundarik. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Gadadhar Prabhu. Yeah. But it is very high topic, Pundarik. I can speak, but it is, I don't know how many people. You heard about Pundarik?
Slyšeli jste o Pundarikovi Vidyanidhim? To je velice vysoká filozofie.
But ladies are, yeah. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was originally, he was the Radharani's father in Krishna Lila.
Že v Krishna Lile Pundarika Vidyanidhi je otcem Radharani.
Radharani's father name was? Yes, Vrishabhanu.
Ano, Vrishabhanu.
And Mahaprabhu, he went to Gaya to take on father Shraddha Shiromani.
Takže Mahaprabhu,
to give Prinda on father's name.
Mahaprabhu odešel do Gai, aby tam ve jménu otce provedl tu pindu, ten obětní obřad.
Anybody went to Gaya?
Byli jste někdo v Gai?
Yeah, Maharaj. The Gaya, what is there? There is the lotus feet of
Vishnu.
Gadadhar, who is holding Gada. Gadadhar. And Maharaj, can you tell me how many feet are there, footprint? How many footprint? Generally, 2 feet. Lord's having 2 feet. But can you tell me how many foot is there?
One.
Yes. One. Very is wonderful. One footprint. And that 1 foot is that left foot. And right foot is in Navadvip. That Harihara Kshetra, that is, you can see only what one foot, right foot.
Takže co je zajímavé, že v té Gai je otisk lotosové nohy pána Višnua a je tam pouze otisk jednoho chodidla, a to levého. A protože to pravé chodidlo je otištěno na místě Harihara Kshetra, což je v Navadvipu.
Yeah. So he went there and from there he did his father Shraddha Shiromani. He did Yeah, 1 month he was there in Gaya. Mahaprabhu is there. Whole Navadvip Mayapur, their life is Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's life is all the residents of all the Vaishnavas, Navadvip Mayapur. But some other Mahaprabhu, he went 1 month, for 1 month, he stayed there.
Že i přesto, že Čaitanya Mahaprabhu je životem a duší všech obyvatel v Mayapuru a Navadvipu, tak on odešel do Gaji a strávil tam jeden měsíc.
Then he came after 1 month when all the Vaishnavas, they got life. Oh, Nimai came, they got life. And Nimai was asking all the residents of Navadvip, generally when you go Mayapur, hey, what you did? What you saw? They'll ask everybody, all the relatives, all the devotees, no? So Mahaprabhu came from Navadvip, from Gaya, and everybody was asking, hey Nimai, what you did? What you saw?
Takže takhle potom se Nimai po tom měsíci vrátil a všem těm obyvatelům v Mayapuru se vrátil život a oni se ho začali ptát, tak jaké to bylo, co si dělal? Stejně jako máme zkušenost, když se vrátí někdo z Indie, z Mayapuru, tak všichni se ho ptají, tak jaké to bylo, co tam probíhalo?
Then the whole Navadvip, all the people was coming one by one, group wise, small group, big group. Then Mahaprabhu told, hey, how many days, whole night, whole days you are coming and asking, it is better tomorrow, come to that place. All the Mayapur Navadvipasi, please come there and I'll explain what I did, what I saw there.
Takže oni přicházeli k němu jeden po druhém nebo ve skupinkách. No a on když to viděl, tak říká, to zabere celé dny takto. Tak bude lepší, když se shromáždíte zítra na jednom místě a já tam přijdu a všem vám to řeknu.
Today Bhaktivinoda Thakur house, remember, Bhakti, that side, Jalangi, other side. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur area, that area, there was one pure very renowned Brahmachari. That Brahmachari's name was Brahmachari, and he told, come tomorrow evening, there was very renowned. Mahaprabhu took forcefully from his, that begging rice, he took forcefully from his, that bag. Anyhow, that Brahmachari, and all the Vaishnavas came, whole Navadvip, Mayapur, and Gadadhar, he came before, and he was hiding inside, and then Gadadhar was inside, and all the Vaishnavas came. Then Mahaprabhu started to speak what I did, what I saw in Gaya.
Takže na druhé straně řeky Jalangi, tam kde?
Shuklambar. Yes, Shuklambar. Very pure renouncer. And he was every day, and Mahaprabhu took something, Shuklambar. So anyhow.
Na druhé straně řeky Jalangi, tam kde je v dnešní době dům Bhaktivinoda Thakura, tak pobýval jeden velice odříkavý brahmačari, Shuklambar Brahmachari, který je známý tím, že Chaitanya Mahaprabhu násilím vlastně od něho si vzal rýži. A tento brahmačari, on svolal teda ty všechny Vaishnavy a oni tam přišli na druhý den večer a Gadadhar Prabhu šel napřed a on se ukrýval v tom domě.
Then Mahaprabhu started to speak, but he could not speak.
Mahaprabhu začal hovořit, ale nemohl z nějakého důvodu.
He was crying and crying.
Začal plakat a plakat.
And why he was crying? Because when he was coming from Gaya, now Kanainatsala, you saw Kanainatsala, our temple, Prabhupada property, our temple now. That Kanai means Krishna, Nattam means some drama or dance. That also another Vrindavan. But it is not that Vrindavan, it is other place. So when he came there, Mahaprabhu came there, there Kanai Natsala, Nimai, then he saw one blue boy. And that blue boy was, he was calling him Mahaprabhu.
Že když se Nimai vracel z Gai, tak v oblasti Navadvipu je místo známé jako Kanai Natashala. Kanai znamená Krishna, Nata je tanec nebo drama, takže to je takový Vrindavan v Navadvipu. A když tam Nimai procházel, tak najednou uviděl malého modrého chlapce, který mu takhle pokynul, aby tam přišel.
Then that boy, very, he embraced him, he hugged him very lovingly. Mahaprabhu also, but suddenly disappeared, that blue boy.
Takže ten malý modrý chlapec obejmul Mahaprabhu a Mahaprabhu ho také obejmul, ale v zápětí ten modrý chlapec zmizel.
And Chaitanya Bhagavat it is mentioned so wonderful, like a piece like earring, like thunder. The Brahmin thread is like golden, so wonderful. Black, here is blue, deep blue, here is red, here is red. He tie here yellow gamcha, yellow cloth. And that boy was, that Nimai, Nimai also hug, then, but gone somewhere. Suddenly he disappeared.
Čítanie Bhagavat je nádherný popis, jak tento modrý chlapec vypadal, že měl brahmanskou šňůru tak zářivou jako záře blesku, měl temně modrou barvu pleti, načervenalá chodidla a dlaně, no a když ho Nimai obejmul, tak najednou on velice rychle zmizel.
And since the Ram Lila is Asharja, opulent, because he was king, he is a supreme lord, but he acted as a king. So Aisharya, Krishna Lila is Madhurya, most sweet. But Mahaprabhu's Lila, Udarja means most magnanimous. And since that time, Mahaprabhu, I got Krishna, but I lost. To whom I'll tell? I got Krishna, but then Mahaprabhu started to cry, only that I got Krishna, but I lost. That he started lamentation.
Takže Rama Lila, ta je v náladě Aishvarya, v náladě bohatství, opulence. A Krishna Lila je v náladě Madhurya, velice sladká. A zábava Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva je Audarya, to znamená velkodušnost. To znamená, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, když takto krátce získal Kršnu, tak pak začal naříkat, že dostal jsem Kršnu, ale v zápěti jsem ho ztratil. Takže díky tomu naříkal.
Therefore in India, mostly Vaishnavas, they are rolling. They are Vaishnavas. When they go to Vrindavan, Navadip, they roll. That is from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, when I got Krishna, but I lost. That is the Mahaprabhu started this Odarja Lila.
Takže je zvykem, že když Vaishnavové navštívují Mayapur nebo Vrindavan, tak padají na zem a válejí se v tom prachu. A toto pochází právě od Mahaprabhuva, který tohle dělal, který právě myslel, teď jsem získal Kršnu, ale v zápěti jsem ho ztratil, takže naříkal.
So when Mahaprabhu came here, all the Vaishnavas, they came together in the Shuklambra Brahmachari's house. Then Mahaprabhu could not speak. When Mahaprabhu started to cry, all the Vaishnavas, thousands of thousands. And Radharani was inside the Brahmachari, Shuklam Brahmachari, that hut. And he was crying like small kids. He was crying. Then Mahaprabhu asked, hey, who is crying there? Then all the devotee was crying because Mahaprabhu was, and Mahaprabhu asked, he said, your Gadadhar. He's crying. Takže, your Gadadhar.
V té chatrči Shuklambar Brahmachariho tak se ukrýval Gadadhar. A když Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tam přišel a začal naříkat, tak všichni Vaishnavové začali naříkat. A najednou i z toho domu se začal ozývat nářek. A Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zpozorněl a ptal se, kdo tam naříká. a pak zjistil, aha, to je Gadadhar.
All the Vaishnavas are really, Mahaprabhu is saying, I got Krishna, but I lost. To whom I'll tell? What I'll tell? So, all the Vaishnavas. So, that time Suklambar Brahmachari also was there.
Takže, ano, byl tam přítomen Suklambar.
Not Suklambar. That rather than his father, what Prabhu asked?
Vrishabha.
Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Because Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he appeared in the, now it is in Bangladesh. But Mahaprabhu is the, like, best flower, full of honey. And other, all the Vaishnavas are like honey bee. Chattagram, Silet, now it is Bangladesh, they came from Uriya, Gauriya, because Mahaprabhu, Nimai. So they gather. So that time, Pundarik Vidyanidhi also was there to learn Shastra.
Takže byl tam přítomen mezi těmi Vaishnavy i Pundarik Vidyanidhi, který pochází z Bangladeše. A je vysvětleno, že Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on je jako rozkvetlý květ plný medu. A všichni oddaní Vaishnavové jsou jako čmeláci. To znamená, když se zjevil Mahaprabhu, tak všichni přiletěli k němu. Takže přiletěli z různých míst, z Bangladeše, z Ori, ze všech částí Indie.
Hm? So, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi is originally in Krishna Lila, he was the father of Radharani. And Mahaprabhu, Radharani's mood, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, that is Radharani's pranam. But Mahaprabhu's pranam is Gauranga. Gauranga, Gaurangi. Gaurangi is Radharani. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he took Radharani's bodily complexion and that mood of Radharani.
Takže Pundarik Vidyanidhi, on je původně v Krishna Líle otcem Srimati Radharani. A Mahaprabhu, on přijal vlastně tu barvu pleti Srimati Radharani a taky její náladu. Takže on je Gauranga, ona je Gaurangi.
You went to Bangladesh, Maharaj? Pundarik Vidyanidhi, you saw? How wonderful. Oh, long ago, now it is little change. 86. Now, almost same thing, they don't want to change because originally, same Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that bhajan sthali, and whole thing is like palace. You can make out terracotta, made of terracotta, whole. Now that is Prabhupada's property. Prabhupada is the owner of that whole thing.
Takže stalo se, že Prabhupádovi se podařilo získat tady to místo zjevení Pundarika Vidyanidhiho v Bangladeši a Maharaj se ptal, jestli navštívil to místo Bhaktiva Maharaj a on říkal ano v 86. roce a Maharaj říká, že od té doby se to tam jakoby v jednom smyslu nezměnilo, ale zároveň je tam velice jako, stalo se to vlastnictvím ISKCONu.
Very wonderful, big area, much bigger than, big area. It's all of ISKCON, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Giriraj Govardhan, like replica of that. So they made all these things, devotees they made.
Takže oddaní tam vytvořili úplnou repliku Vrindávanu, je tam Govardhan, je tam Radha Kund, takže je to velice rozsáhlá oblast.
And that Sanjay Prabhu, Mukunda Prabhu, so they also, their house is, they're quite far, but their bhajan kutir also only 3-4 minute walk from Pundarik Vidyanidhi's house.
A zhruba 3 minuty chůze od domu Pundarika Vidyanidhiho, tak se nachází whose house is? Mukundi a Sanjay. Sanjay Mukundi.
Mahaprabhu is very dear associates.
Velice drazí společníci Mahaprabhuva.
So sometime Mahaprabhu used to cry, Pundarik, Pundarik, father, father, where is my father?
Že někdy se stávalo, že Mahaprabhu takhle chodíval a naříkal Pundarik, Pundarik, můj otec, kde je, kde je.
So, but that devotee could not understood who is Pundarik. They could not understood why Mahaprabhu is in our group. There is no call Pundarik. A Lord's name also Pundarikaksha. Lord's name, another Pundarikaksha. Aksha means eyes, lotus eyes. So other devotee they understood. They thought maybe Lord Gauranga is crying. The Pundarikaksha means Narayan. So he's calling like that Pundarik, Pundarik.
Že má pravdu, když takhle volal to jméno Pundarik, Pundarik, tak nikdo z přítomných hodaných nechápal, o koho se jedná, protože žádný Pundarik a mezi Vaishnavy nebyl. A pak oni věděli, že Pundarikaksha, to je další jméno pána. Aksha znamená oči, Pundarika znamená lotosové oči. Takže oni si mysleli, že on takhle naříká po pánu Narayanovi.
So Pundarikaksha's character was, because he was the king, even this Kali Yuga also, that when he appeared, he's a king. Local king. So his character was, sometimes he used to smoke. Smoke means he used to smoke. Very difficult to understand pure devotee's character.
Takže Pundarika Vidyanidhi, když se zjevil v tomhle světě, tak on se zjevil jako král a měl ve zvyku dokonce, že kouřil, což je opravdu těžké pochopit, jak mentalitu čistého oddaného.
And very, very pregnant oil for very scented, very costly oil, hair oil and big hair. like bogi, like enjoyer, sense gratification.
Nosíval dlouhé vlasy, které si ještě mazal různými drahými vonnými oleji, a takže opravdu vypadal jako nějaký smyslový požitkář.
Still his pillow, Maharaj remember, his pillow is like this much, so thick pillow. He used to sit like that. Fancy cloth. Very fancy cloth, costly cloth. He's a king, of course he was king. Turban. And that golden stand. It is not like cigarette or bidi Indian. Like, not that. That gold, that what is called in English?
Pipe.
Yeah, yes. One side is speaking all the carbon coming through water or something. Gurgur, it is called gurguri in India. Gurgur, gurgura, makes noise. So he used to, and golden, and to spit that pan, the beetle nuts, beetle leaves. So some his assistant was holding that that spit pot. That also gold. See, everything is very opulent.
Takže žil ve velkém bohatství, měl dokonce takovou vodní dýmku, která byla ze zlata a skrze kterou on nasával vlastně ten kouř. No, pak měl velice drahé šaty a dokonce i plivátko, když odplivával pán, když rozvíkal, tak ta nádoba, do které to zachytával ten jeho služebník, tak ta byla taky zlatá, že strašná opulence.
Yeah. Very opulent. So, then devotee was like, hey, but Mahaprabhu used to call him very, because Mahaprabhu is Radharani's mood. So, Radharani's father, his original father is Vrishabhanu, and same Vrishabhanu, he appeared as a Pundarik, Vidyanidhi.
Takže protože Mahaprabhu je v náladě Radharani, tak on volal toho svého otce Vrishabhanu a tím právě se stal v Kaliuze tenhle Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
And he got title Vidya. Vidya means knowledge. Vidya Nidhi. Nidhi means all the essence of all the knowledge or Vidya. Vidya Nidhi. Nidhi means essence. Nidhi means very, very rare. Like much more materially what you can say. That Vidyanidhi, he got title with all the Vaishnavas.
A on získal tento titul Vidyanidhi. Nidhi znamená esence, něco velice vzácného a Vidya znamená poznání. Takže tento titul obdržel od všech Vaishnavů.
Yeah. So, But materially, he was not like big pandit or he was discussing big class, big lecture. No. Very humble and that golden, that gurguri and whatnot, he was enjoying with that. But he was not like big pandit or big asana. He was sitting and lecturing. No. But he was the topmost vidya, means knowledgeable person.
A on se ale nechoval jako nějaký velký pandita, učenec, který sedává na Vyasasánu a dává přednášky. On se choval jako král. Měl tu opulenci, ale přitom kouříval tu vodní dýmku, gurguri, a takhle hovořil tu esenci s těmi ostatními.
And when Nimai Lila, Nimai, he was doing pastime in Navadvip Dham, then Nimai took sannyas, became Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are there. The Nimai is the life of Nimai is the life. Their life is Nimai, and Nimai life is all the Vaishnavas. But same our Nimai, he took sannyas. Now he is residing in Puri.
Takže stalo se, že Nimai, který je životem a duší všech odaných, tak on přijal sannyas a on zároveň má velice rád zase svoje odané, takže on teďkom pobýval v Puri.
Puri and Puri, Mahaprabhu, he told, I am having two houses. Therefore, exactly 24 years he was in Navadvip. Exactly 24 years he was in Puri. He says, I am having two houses. One is Navadvip, Mayapur, one is in Puri.
Mahaprabhu vysvětluje, že má dva domy. Jeden den je v Mayapuru, kde pobýval 24 let a dalších 24 let pobýval v Puri.
Now Chaturmasya is going on, that 4 months for Vaishnavas, 4 months. So that time, all the Vaishnavas, sometimes Sivananda Sen is the leader to whole group, walk and like 450 kilometers from Navadvip to Puri. So those days there was no other transportation. Walk. So mostly every year, sometime Advaita Acharya is in charge for group leader, sometimes Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen materially was very rich. So at that time, that Pundarik Vidyanidhi also was there because all the Vaishnavas are going. So everybody was going to see Mahaprabhu, to serve Mahaprabhu.
Takže stávalo se, že skoro každoročně Vaishnavové z Navadvipu chodili pěšky do Puri, což je zhruba 450 kilometrů. A někdy celou tu skupinu Vaishnavů vedl Sivananda Sena, který byl materiálně velice bohatý, a někdy Advaita Acharya. Takže Pundarika Vidyanidhi, on se připojil k té skupině a všichni šli směrem k Puri.
Yes. So, Vidyanidhi Prabhu also used to go. And Vidyanidhi and Mukunda, because same place in Bangladesh now, Mukunda's house also it belongs to ISKCON now. Mukunda, Sanjay, very wonderful place. You can see big wall. One time Radhanath Maharaj was there. It is very fearful because big wall, only externally we did some cement work. But it is huge wall. Radhanath Maharaj and Russia that always singing, Maharaj, who is that? Our Russia, Poland, he is doing big festival.
Indra Devna
Maharaj. Two years back he went and they chanted 16 rounds inside that cave. It is like cave now. Sanjay Mukunda Prabhu's that area. And 16 rounds they completed, they came out. So this is anyhow, that is ISKCON property now. So that is Sanjay Mukunda, and because they are materially they are from same place, from childhood they are having friendship. So one time this all the Prabhus they went to Puri.
Takže všichni se takhle vydali na cestu do Puri a k té skupině se připojil i Sanjaya a Mukunda, což jsou vlastně z toho Bangladeše byli blízcí sousedé s tím Pundarikou Vidyanidhim a vyrůstali od dětství spolu. A Maharaj popisoval, že na tom místě toho jejich rodného domu, tak tam jsou pozůstatky. Dneska to vypadá trošku jak jeskyně a má to strašně široké zdi a ISKCON, když to opravoval, tak udělal jenom takové povrchové úpravy. A Indradana Maharaj, když tam byl s Radhanath Maharajem, tak šel dovnitř a odčentoval tam 16 kol v kuse, úplně pohrouženě. Takže tyhle dva, Sanjay a Mukunda, se připojili k Odaným a všichni takhle jdou teď do Puri.
So, one time they went in a Puri, then Mukunda, he told, hey, Pundarik, come, I'll show you one. It was Gadadhar. He says, come, I'll show you one sadhu.
Takže Mukunda, když přišli do Puri, tak říká...
It is Gadadhar and Mukunda. He took to Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Puri.
Takže Gadadhar a Mukunda, oni vzali toho Pundariku do Puri.
Then he says, come, that just Ratha Yatra, that time. So he says, come, I'll show you one sadhu. Then Gadadhar and Mukunda, because they are very close, to Mahaprabhu. So they, Gadadhar, he went to with Mukunda. So they went to see this Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
Gadadhar s Mukundou, oni jsou velice blízcí společníci Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tak oni mu jednou řekli, pojď, ukážem ti jednoho speciálního sádhu, a oni ho právě přivedli k tomu Pundarikovi.
Then Mukunda and Gadadhar, they went. Mukunda Prabhu, he paid obeisances to this
Pundarik
Vidyanidhi.
Takže Mukunda, on vzdal Pundarikovi okamžitě poklony.
And Gadadhar and Mukunda, everybody saw that like very fancy bed, big bed, very soft bed, and golden that smoke that stand, and to spit the chewing the pan bitter leaves to throw that this everything is gold and very fancy hair and smoking good smoking.
Takže Mukunda dal poklony, ale ostatní se zdráhali, protože oni viděli teďka tu bohatství, tam tu zlatou dýmku a to plivátko a prostě jak si říkali, co to je?
I think Gadadhar or Mukunda, they confused. They out of these two, they confused by seeing this. What type of sadhu? What type of greatest Vaishnava? You told greatest Vaishnava and he's smoking and very fancy hair and fancy cloth, A-class bed, everything is bed, wonderful bed. Everything is very A-class.
Že někdo z těch dvou, buď Mukunda nebo Gadadhar, tak byli z toho jakoby zmateni. Říkali, tohle to je, že ten Vaishnava, kterého nám chtěl ukázat, když tady všechno ze zlata, drahé oblečení a prostě strašná opulence, tak měli pochybu.
Then he got some doubt. He told the greatest Vaishnava, what type of good smoking. Then they came back. He don't have much respect because ekdam fancy cloth, silk cloth, and hair is no symptom of renunciation. No symptom, is like 100% bhogi, like enjoyer. So then night time he slept.
Takže říkali, říkali si, co, to, že to je ten nejvyšší Vaishnava, když má tady prostě silkové oblečení a natupírované ty vlasy a kouří tady se zlaté dýmky, tak na základě té pochyby tak odešel a pak v noci usnul.
Then how great Vaishnava he is, he. So, I think Gadadhar or Mukunda Prabhu. Gadadhar. who got slapped by Jagannath?
Gadadhar.
So Gadadhar, because he don't have much respect with it. What type of, he looks like 100% enjoyment, sense gratification he's doing. Then they slept. Then night time, Lord Jagannath came. And especially Balaram. Balaram is very heavy. If somebody is not respecting my brothers and my brother's follower, the Balaram is really very heavy. So he given very good slap.
Takže Gadadhar potom usnul teda a ve snu v noci, tak k němu přišel Balaram, který je velice přísný a ten, když někdo nemá v úctě jeho bratra a jeho následovníky jeho bratra, tak prostě přišel a Gadadharovi dal facku.
Then every morning, mostly Vaishnavas, even Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, early morning he used to take bath in Mahatirtha, that is, that Haridas Thakur Samadhi, that is called Mahatirtha. Mahatirtha. So Mahaprabhu take bath very early, and he used to go take bath. First after taking bath, he used to go to take darshan of Jagannath. So all the Vaishnavas also was following them.
Že Mahaprabhu měl ve zvyku velice časně ráno se chodil koupat na místo, kde je dneska samádhi Haridas Thakura, což je považováno za Mahatirtu. Že Mahaprabhu se tam vykoupal a poté šel na darshan do chrámu pána Jagannatha, takže oddaní udělali stejnou věc a připojili se k němu.
Their rule is the white skin devotee, I don't know why, or Prabhupada also tried to enter, but they are not alone, no? All are mlechas, all are like cow eater. But anyhow, we don't have any complaint. It is Lord Jagannath's plan, Lord Jagannath's plan. So that day, Mukunda came to Gadadhar. He said, hey Gadadhar, come. What happened today? You don't want to go to take darshan of Jagannath? Come, come. Then he saw his whole face was like swelling, big.
Takže odaní dneska mají zákaz vlastně, ti, kteří jsou běloši, tak nemůžou vstoupit do chrámu pána Jagannatha. Nestyžem si za to, je to prostě tak. A oni považují, že vlastně běloši jsou pojídači kráv, tak prostě nedovolují oddaným. A Mukunda přišel teda ke Gadadharovi a říká mu, co je s tebou? Ty dneska nejdeš s náma na darshan pána Jagannatha? A najednou viděl, jak celá jeho tvář je taková oteklá.
Then Mukunda asked, hey, what happened? Why are you soiled? Hey, this big face was... Then Gadadhar, he told, night time. Balaram, especially Jagannath and Balaram, these two brothers, they given me very heavy. Just see Mark, these five. People are telling Jagannath they don't have hand, leg. No, perfectly. Maybe he's not, I cannot see my rotten eyes, but eternal, he's having a hand, legs, everything like us. So, like five big finger. There was a very big mark, he says, you see. Then Mukunda Prabhu, he fell down on his feet.
Takže Mukunda, já slyšel to vysvětlení, že vlastně Gadadhar mu říká, stalo se, že v noci ke mně přišel Balaram s Jagannathem a zvláště Balaram, tak mi dal tady facku, podívej, a mám ještě otisklou tu jeho ruku. A někdo může tvrdit, že vlastně pan Jagannath nemá ruce a nohy, ale ve skutečnosti je to jenom díky tomu, že naše oči jsou zhnilé a nedokáže vidět, ale on jeho podoba je dokonalá, takže má ruce, má nohy. A když to Mukunda uslyšel, tak omdlel.
Yeah. Then Mukunda says, he started, oh, I'm unfortunate. Everybody goes to Jagannath temple, but how many people they got this mercy? So Mukunda he fell down on his lotus feet, Gadadhar's feet. See, you are so fortunate. Please give me also mercy. I want that blessings by that punishment. So Vaishnavas are that given by Lord Vaishnavas, that is mercy. Devotees are when they are suffering some mentally, physically, socially, family. What we are, to whom we are praying? Harder than Krishna, nobody, nobody. So therefore, it is sometime Krishna is teaching them by punishing, by this type of punishment. Like Raghunath Das, he given punishment. What punishment? Punishment to feed all of my Vaishnavas, Nityananda Prabhu told. Feed my Chiradadi, flat rice and the yogurt, feed. This is your punishment.
Takže
Mahaprabhu is very special lila. Punishment with wonderful prasadam, that also punishment. Take, more and more.
Takže Mukunda padnul k lotosovým nohám Gadadhara a říká, prosím, ty máš velké štěstí a bych chtěl taky získat takové požehnání. Tolik lidí přichází na darshan pana Jagannatha, ale nikomu se nepoštěstilo, aby dostal facku. Takže si to velice přál a je vysvětleno, že tady to trestání takzvané, tak je ve skutečnosti milost. A je dám příklad Raghunath Dase Gosvámy, o který byl potrestán osobně Nityanandou Prabhu a dostal příkaz, že musí krmit všechny Vaishnavy prasádam a rozdával, vlastně musel rozdávat tu flat rice, tu rýži, rýžové vločky musel rozdávat Vaishnavům. A to byl určitý druh trestu, který dostal.
Then this true Prabhu, Gadadhari told, don't tell anybody, otherwise they'll harass me, they'll come to me, they will come to see, don't tell anybody. But I got Balaram and Jagannath, they slapped me, because I was doubting the pure devotee like Pundarik Vidyanidhi.
A Gadadhara poprosil Mukundu, prosím tě, neříkej to ostatním, protože oni by všichni přiběhli a chtěli to prostě vidět. Ale stalo se to tak, já jsem dostal tu facku od Jagannatha a Baladevy a za to, že jsem nedocenil čistého oddaného Pundarika Vidyanidhiho.
Therefore, any Vaishnava externally looks like something, but any Vaishnavas don't doubt. Even mentally also, don't doubt, don't minimize. Mahaprabhu is not tolerant.
Takže not tolerant. Neposuzujte nikdy Vaishnavu podle vnějšího vzhledu. Vždycky vlastně mějte jako tu úctu, protože tohle je něco, co Mahaprabhu netoleruje.
Yeah. Don't doubt, even minimize, don't minimize even mentally also.
Nesnažte se ponižovat toho Vaishnavu ani v mysli.
Here Krishna knows, Mahaprabhu knows, he is in the externally, internally, everywhere. He knows better than you. He knows better than me about me. So he, to whom I'll hide?
Že komu se chcem pak ukryt, když máme takovou mentalitu. Mahaprabhu, on je Krishna, on ví všechno. On zná nás daleko lépe, než my známe sebe sami.
Okay. Any question?
Má někdo
still 5 minutes. Prabhu told me
after 4 o'clock. Ještě nám zbývá 5 minut.
Still 5 minutes.
Máme ještě 5 minut na otázky.
Any doubt?
Nějaká pochyba?
There is no question because it is only pastime much. It is only I spoke pastime. But are you 100% convinced this God Nithai is my Lord, he is watching, he is eating, he is sleeping.
Takže ano, není moc otázek, protože to byla víceméně zábava, ale jste 100% přesvědčeni, že tady na oltáři Nithai Gaur, takže oni vidí, jedí, slyší. Jste o tom 100% přesvědčeni?
No doubt.
Žádná pochyba?
Thank you, Prabhupada followers. All our Prabhupada is so mercifully given, so wonderful. But in any circumstances, don't leave ISKCON. Because ISKCON is all our Mahamaha. Mahaprabhu, Mahamantra, Mahaprasad, what not, everything is Mahamaha. You won't get anywhere. I'm living in Mayapur. I saw Ashram, don't in any circumstances, small thing it may come, but don't doubt, don't leave ISKCON, be in ISKCON. Otherwise you'll lose, all the maha, you'll lose.
Takže za žádných okolností prosím neopouštějte nikdy ISKCON, protože tady je příležitost, jak získat maha, tady je maha mantra, maha prabhu, maha prasádám, takže když to opustíme, tak ztratíme tady tohle maha.
Yeah, okay. And most simple, Krishna Lila or Ram Lila, he purified first, then he gave prem. But Mahaprabhu's Lila, first he gave prem, but one he is there to store that Mahaprem. To store that, some technique is there. If you are doubting somebody, if you are fingering other Vaishnavas other than you, I am best Vaishnava, he is something, sometimes. So, to store that prema, nectar, so it will go. You cannot store, you cannot keep nicely. If you are fingering others, if you are minimizing others, you are criticizing others.
Krishna so Lila,
it will not, that prema will go.
Krishna Lila a Vrama Lila, tak je pravidlo, že nejdříve se musíš očistit, aby si získal prému. Ale v Goura Lila, tak prema automaticky je rozšiřována. On nejdříve dává prému Mahaprabhu. Ale pokud někdo ukazuje na druhé a kritizuje oddané, a nedocenuje, tak nebudeš schopen tu prému uchovat.
Mahaprabhu's kirtan, Mahaprabhu's, when devotees are dancing, outsider people are dancing? No, cannot. And they are also some dancing, first alcohol or something. Then they can dance half an hour, 1 hour. But devotees are dancing hours and hours and hours.
Takže oddaní dokáží tancovat hodiny v kirtanu a lidé venku toho nejsou schopni, jedině poté, až se napijou nějakého alkoholu. Ale ta milost je právě, že oddaní takhle mají tu možnost a tancují a zpívají.
Yeah.
Takže
so what is your question? Estimate or expectation? What is it?
Takže tady byla otázka, že Maharaj mluvil o tom podceňování oddaných, že to je přestupek a otázka je, a co v případě, když někdo přeceňuje někoho, jako je dám příklad z historie ISKCONu, že jeden sanjasi říkal, že Prabhupád je Bůh. Jo. So,
okay. No, when devotees are asking question, don't give example of one devotee or that devotee. You ask question for my situation, your situation. Don't ask that, some devotee is doing like that, some devotee. What is this? I am always asked question about my situation. What is my situation? Please, Maharaj, clarify this.
že měli bychom mít postoj, že vždycky...
One devotee is thinking Prabhupada is God. One devotee is... So many things you couldn't understand. Yeah, I understood. But always when you are asking question, ask about my situation.
Vždycky se máme ptát z toho našeho pohledu vlastně, co se týká nás. Ta otázka by měla být jako co se týká nás, a ne ptát se jako, že jsem slyšel jeden oddaný dělal něco takhle.
No, that is I told you, I'm requesting you. When you are estimating, you are talking other devotee, that devotee, that devotee, that devotee. So that is just my first. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, I'm not even servant also. He is the supreme, supreme everything. But he acted, I'm not even devotee also. I am the servant of servant of servant of servant of servant. You see? He is the Supreme Lord, Supreme High Class, but he is acting like supreme, means really low class. But Kali Yuga, most low class thinks, I am high class. They walked very high nose. I am. This is just see there, but Mahaprabhu told, no, don't tell me I am a devotee. I am not even devotee also. You are devotee also, suppose Prabhu, 10 years. Hey, you set up, you are 2 years devotee, I am 10 years devotee. That ahankara, that false ego comes.
Takže tady máme příklad Mahaprabhuha, který je tím nejvyšším, nejdokonalejším, a on právě v té kaliuze hraje roli toho nejpadlejšího. To znamená, on o sobě nechtěl slyšet, když ho ostatní nazývali, že je dokonce oddaný. On říká, já nejsem ani oddaný. Tak takhle vlastně by měl být ten postoj, že vlastně v kaliuze je to zase naopak, že ti, kteří jsou nejpokleslejší, tak mají tendenci si myslet, že jsou něco velkého, že jo. Oddaný, který je 10 let vnutí, tak říká tomu, který je 2 roky vnutí, že co ty máš, co říkat a podobně.
You see, this first time what you asked me, I spoke something that about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Devotee like Gadadhar, He was doubting. And what happened? How Jagannath is punished him. So estimate what you are thinking, or that devotee. He cannot, even Brahma told, Vaishnava Chinite Nare, even Brahma Rasakati, even Brahma also cannot realize about Brahma, Vaishnava, who are Vaishnava, who are not. So Pundarik Nidhi, just see, he was like 100% sense gratification enjoyer. Hair, scented oil, like fancy cloth, fancy bed, everything. Big pillow, side pillow, head pillow. No? Then finally what happened? Yes, he got, and that also mercy. He got slapped, that also mercy. So you want to, but materially, our situation, if you are criticizing little bit, and it will grow. That is become practice. Mentally, it is become practice. So it is very dangerous for spiritual life.
Že pro duchovní život je velice nebezpečné kritizovat, protože ta kritika na začátku může být malá, a ona postupně se bude zvětšovat, stane se to naším zvykem. Dokonce i pán Brahma, on nedokáže vlastně rozpoznat, kdo je skutečně jako Vaishnava a co si dá pak říci o nás, takže nikdy nepřemýšlet kriticky o oddaných.
A small boy, black boy, he was eating from that plate, so many things, the Krishna, when he was going with cow and calves. And he said, the Brahma also doubting, eh? Everybody is telling he is the Lord. He is eating from other, and he is playing with so many girls, so many this, that. So, then how much lesson? He got very good lesson, best lesson. So he locked all the cow calves, and exactly same ditto another set he created. And that set, he was going every day, Sridham, Sudham, Balaram, then Sita, Gopi, all the cows' name, Sita, Gopi, Lakshmi, wonderful name, 900, 1,000 cows, and so wonderful name. Then Krishna, Brahma, you got very good lesson. So maybe you are now powerful and you are criticizing or minimizing somebody, but one day you'll get good lesson. Therefore, don't take, it is very risk for spiritual life.
Takže možná teď se cítíme silní tady v tom kritizování a minimalizování odaných, ale přijde okamžik, kdy dostaneme taky velkou lekci, stejně jako Brahma, který měl pochybu o tom, že ten malý kluk, který tam teďka běhá a jí zbytky vlastně z těch plejtů ostatních pasáčků, že to je skutečně Krishna. A Krishna mu ukázal okamžitě, jo, Brahma mu ukradnul teda všechny ty pasáčky, telátka, a Krishna vytvořil okamžitě další sadu, 900 000 krav s nádhernými jmény Sita, Lakshmi a všichni Sudáma, že pasáčci, kteří tam běhali. Takže Brahma dostal takové ponaučení, takže i my z toho můžeme vidět, že tady ty pochyby nebo ta kritika jednou přivede nás taky k té lekci, nějakou lekci dostaneme.
Krishna is doing actual all this, everything, but through Vaishnavas, his devotee. Krishna is eating through his devotee. Krishna is actual preaching. Prabhupada many times he told, I don't have any qualification. Only by Guru's Maharshi, Guru and Gauranga's Maharshi. Yeah, I don't have any qualifications. Just see Prabhupada. So, just always when you are doubting somebody, or if you cannot tolerate, just come out. Or you must ask questions. Suppose you are asking, or a temple leader is doing something wrong, if you are thinking is wrong. So, you must ask like that. Prabhu, what you are doing, are you sure it is good for Prabhupada movement? It is good for devotional service? Get answer from his mouth. And twice, thrice, even three times, if you are not getting. Nowadays, Kali Yuga people are very puffed up. What they are doing, they will not accept, oh, it is my fault. It is not, it should not. But twice, Prabhu, after 1 month, Prabhu, what you are doing, are you sure it is good for your own spiritual life or for Prabhupada movement? Then, yes, what I am thinking, what I am doing, it is correct. Because people are very puffed up, now Kali Yuga people. They cannot accept their own fault.
Že v Kaliuze jsou lidé velice pyšní a nedokáží uznat vlastní chybu, když například vidíme, nebo zdá se nám, že temple commander dělá něco špatně, tak nejlepší je se ho zeptat osobně a slyšet tu odpověď z jeho úst a nejlépe se ho zeptat třikrát tu otázku. Prabhu, myslíš si, že to, co děláš, je dobré pro tvůj duchovní život a pro Prabhupádovou misi? A někdy on prostě řekne, ano, jsem o tom přesvědčen, že jako nafoukání těžko uznat chybu.
Then third time, always three times. Third time also. Are you doing same there? Are you sure you are doing correct? Then third time also that popped up, that type of people, yes, what a, just avoid. Other is will be contaminated. Avoid. Avoid. He will suffer, what to do? I, as a senior god brother, as a ISKCON member, senior member, I try to bring him properly. But if he's very due to false ego, yes, I am correct. Then just avoid. Okay.
Takže pokud se stane, že on i po třetí odpoví na tu otázku, ano, jsem přesvědčen, to, co dělám, je naprosto v pořádku, tak nejlepší se mu vyhnout, protože my jsme se snažili ho na to upozornit, je to třeba náš duchovní bratr, staršího daný třeba v ISKCONu, a pokud on takhle nafoukaně prostě odpoví a je přesvědčený, tak není lepší varianta, než se prostě tomu vyhnout.
Ok. No question. Any? Maharaj, any? advise anything. Yeah, you can ask Maharaj also any question. He's more experienced about.
Můžete se zeptat i nějakou otázku Maharaji, on má větší zkušenosti.
Any question, anything? No doubt.
Chce
no
někdo
question.
Něco, nějakou pochybu?
So now, I don't know what, kirtan or arati?
Prasadam.
Oh. Okay. Mahaprasad also one type of devotional service.
Mahaprasadam, to je taky jeden z druhů oddané služby.
Okay. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Bhakti Nityananda Swami ki jai.